Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank. Member FDIC. Terms apply.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, this is Annie.
And Samantha.
And welcome to Stuff I Never Told You, a production of iHeartRadio.
And welcome to another edition of Monday Mini, where we talk about random things and put a little bit of statistics in there or facts or news. We try to make it a little different from our happy hour. Because it is a personal take or something that we're thinking on. And then we do pseudo research, meaning like we don't do a lot of in-depth research and or maybe come from an article that got us interested in it, however, whatever. So just to explain what the Monday Mini is again, because I think everybody's like, what is this? Just a small episode? Okay. But today I thought I would make a switch because my last happy hour was really sad. And unfortunately, right now, with the seasons and the holidays, I'm not the happiest person, most joyous person in the world. But I thought I'd take a minute to actually reflect on things that do make me happy. And as a reminder of things that can give you good support and happiness. And that's friendships, specifically female friendships or friendships with other women. And I'm not excluding anybody of the non-gender binary, any of that. We're including trans women in this. We're talking about people who would see themselves as femme, because I think there's a specific energy and vibe in that. So when I say that, I'm meaning all. This is including all. So go ahead and put that at that very beginning. Of course, we know there's a lot of TERFs out there. There's a lot of people who have a lot of prejudices, and they have nice messaging with sometimes really awful hearts. So I say this because a lot of these things that we talk about when it comes to friendships and keeping friendships comes from blogs. Mm-hmm. And you never know what these people, these that wrote these blogs, their real personality is. I think about that often when I'm thinking about like feminists first as well, or feminists around the world, that we don't know. They may have good intentions in one of these things, but some of these things are not pretty.
Right.
So just as a kind of a caveat to all of this.
Yeah.
But straying away from that to the good part, I think it's really important that we talk about the friendships that happen and how important it is to have friendships and holidays. Of course, I think we can look at things like Friendsgiving. We have a good thing called Friendsgismas in our group because we could blend in both Christmas and Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
Because it gets a little difficult trying to get together sometimes. And so blending that in, but having opportunities to celebrate the seasons together with just friends or found families, as we like to talk about. And if you just listened to a couple of weeks ago, as this comes out, we had the amazing Raquel Willis on the show. And something she talked about when I had asked her specifically about finding the balance between transparency versus activism, and then also self-preservation and knowing that you don't owe people your stories. But like, how do you, you know, keep the balance? And she talked about friendship. And I really, really loved that point. And it did remind me. I was like, oh, yeah. like keeping people like you, Annie, in my life. Like you just talked about the joy of wearing your life day sweater. And I love that. And I'm like, man, I need to use that as an example and find something like that for myself where I just find some of the like something that's personal to me that I can put on physically and be like, ah, this makes me happy. I will say cardigans. Sometimes, especially at the beginning of fall when I get to actually wear it. I did do a dance. Mm-hmm. My partner was like, okay, you're ridiculously happy. And he understands like why for me, mm-hmm. that brings me a little bit of joy. But you know, stuff like that is like, oh yeah, things like that are nice. Mm-hmm. So I had that good moment. Thank you for giving me that. But just the friends of this time of year is really, really important. In general, I went through articles about film friendships and why they're important. And here are some of the things researched, y'all, because it's like years and years and years of research. And I think the last 15 years has been beautiful where the tides have turned from don't be that I'm not that type of girl and be a girl's girl and know mm-hmm. what that means. And I love them.
Yeah.
So one of the things they talk about is emotional support, the benefit of having support from friends when things are down, whether it's like lifting you up because you're sad about something. And so they try to help you understand why you're sad or distract you, which both mm-hmm. of those things are beautiful. Validation, having friends who understand and appreciate you just for you and giving you that confidence. Oh, and by the way, this was from a blog that was researched. They also found research for it called The Power of Female Friendship. And it's from grace.health. So I don't know much about grace.health. So don't take that as a...
Right.
Like I'm advocating for it. It's just they had good research. So mm-hmm. once again, mm-hmm. talked about shared experiences. Yeah. I think especially when you have old friendships that you've had for years and you can look back on things and laugh till you cry type of situations, knowing some like I explained something to my partner. I ran into a friend that I haven't seen in like 5 years, literally out of nowhere. And it was really lovely to see her. And I say this with all like so excitement. And it literally shocked me to the point that I'm like, you don't live here. Like, it sounded like an accusation, but it was more of shock. And that's all I could say because I was so, like, confused to see her. Mm-hmm. But I just brought back some of the memories I had of her and who she was and how joyful it was. And I was explaining to my partner about her. And it was like, you know, that smile of moments of like, oh, that's shared mm-hmm. experience. Because I lived with her as well for a year. So it was lovely to see her. And I thought about that. And then, of course, the accountability. I will tell you, people who keep me accountable are some of the best. Caroline from the previous host is one of the best ones to keep me accountable, but she does it in such a way that it's so good. And I'm like, oh, yeah, you're right. I did that, my bad. You know, like stuff like that. Yeah. But it keeps you as a better person and as a better friend, which I want to be. Mm-hmm. And I love everything about that. Of course, the laughter and joy. We all know that that's a great benefit. I love listening to Annie talk about her stuff and then just watching her laugh at herself. And then I'll make a joke and she'll laugh at it too. It is a delightful moment. And then me laughing, watching her laugh. Or I will say I do laugh when she cries at shows like Last of Us. And I enjoy every bit of her love for it.
I enjoy that you enjoy it.
I literally pulled up the video of you saying, this is me before the episode of this, Bill and Frank episode, and this is you after, and me laughing in the background. Like, it's just, the love you have for that show is amazing.
Yeah.
And it talks about improving your immune function. And I have a couple of articles that talk about that, that it actually has higher levels of a particular antibody that helps to fight off infection. And this one is from a flashback.com article. I really don't know who they are either. But it is written by Kate Lehey, L-E-A-H-Y. Again, not necessarily advocating for them or anything, but I think she did an amazing job with this article. But she actually wrote, most surprisingly of all, female friendships are actually good for your physical and mental health. Researchers at UCLA found that female response to stress can be reduced after a release of oxytocin, which came when surrounded by their female friends. In another study, it was found that valuing friendships influenced better health among adults. And the head of psychiatry at Stanford University in the U.S. said one of the best things a woman can do for her health was to, quote, nurture her relationships with her friends. And then goes on to say, it's noted that women who are around their female friends see an increase in release of chemical serotonin, which controls your mood and is responsible for happiness. And studies have also shown a strong link between human attachment and good mental health. And I feel like these are all obvious, but it is also exciting that they did the research for it, specifically among women in that level.
Can I rant for a sec?
Please.
Pay apps are way too public.
What happened?
Some rando hearted a payment from 5 months ago, and I realized people can see my entire history, who I'm paying, like full names. It's super weird.
Yeah, it's weird. How are you paying your friends then?
Apple Cash. It's all in messages. You can literally send cash like a text, and it stays between friends. Random people can't see it.
Did you just pay me a dollar on Apple Cash?
Shh.
Services are provided by Green Dot Bank, member FDIC. Terms apply.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher. I'm so excited to tell you about the brand new series of The Girlfriends. In season one, we told you about the murder of Gail Katz at the hands of my ex-boyfriend, Bob. At one point, a woman's torso washed up on Staten Island and was misidentified as Gail. She spent 9 years in Gail's grave, and then she just disappeared.
It's almost like it's become this moral obligation to find her.
And that's what we're going to do. Find this missing girlfriend and tell her story. With the help of some of your favorite girlfriends from season one, like my producer, Anna.
Oh my God.
My friend, Dr. Mindy Shapiro.
Hi, it's Dr. Shapiro, and I'd like to speak with the deputy medical examiner.
And of course, Gail's sister, Elaine Katz.
Having no closure, it kills you.
Join us as we try to solve a 35-year-old cold case. It's not going to be easy, but it's going to be one hell of a ride.
What?
I can't believe this.
Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I will say, yesterday was really sad. If you heard my happy hour a week ago, it wasn't cute. But like, it was a lot of things that was going through my head, and I was kind of spiraling. And then last night, I decided to go to work out. And I have made really good friends when I go work out to these places. We just connect on a very like superficial level, but it's joyous. It helped my mood so much to be around them, to do something together, to enjoy the music. The teacher there, DeMarco, he's an amazing guy. But like, I like just connecting with friends again. And the women that we get to hype each other. Mm-hmm. It's one of the best things. Hyping one another up, I think, is a whole different level. Especially being on a superficial level, just enjoying their personality is nice. And I definitely see that kind of level of like serotonin rising and feeling being able to like calmly sit instead of watching the world burn. Mm-hmm. And then I was thinking about this again, specifically with the holidays. We were very stressed. I am very stressed with this. And I was thinking about the people who have lost families. I talk about not having a connection, and that does feel like a loss to me, but truly losing, grieving over families who have died, passed on, who you have cut off all connection with. and how that really is a painful, these holidays are a painful, painful time, especially if you feel alone. And there was an article written by Rebecca Brenner for The Times, and it's titled The Revolutionary Power of Female Friendships During the Holidays. And she specifically talks about the loss of her mother. And she also talks about the fact that she doesn't do the depth of what her mother did, and she never will. Mm-hmm. And I appreciated that because, mm-hmm. yeah, no way in hell I would do what my mother wants, loves to do and also stresses out about, which ends up with her calling my father a sh-ass, also part of our family tradition. One of my favorite moments. But she genuinely is mad at my father for being neglectful and not helping out as much as he should. But I think it's interesting. She talks about it and she says, this holiday season, I won't cook her elaborate holiday dinners. I won't go to midnight mass or trek my two young kids across the country for large extended family gatherings. But I will step closer to the memory of her because of the love and the support of the women in my life. And I really thought that was a beautiful story. Like, yes, she lost a mother, but she might not do exactly what she did. And there feels like a little lost in that. But she knows where she can find that same love and level of love and care and support through the women in her life. She also talked about the 2010 study, which was written by Anna M. Martinez-Alman, entitled College Women's Female Friendships, A Longitudinal View. And she was found that female friendships are, quote, a site for assessing meaning of self and of reality, a site for the experience of different perspective and viewpoints, and an opportunity for growth through interdependency. And in a more recent 2020 study in Feminism and Psychology, found that female friendships are, quote, a site of ease, escape, and refuge. And I think it's so perfect, especially as we talk during the holidays, as a stress, feeling a little bit of loss, feeling a little bit of non-direction, I guess, not sure what to do half the time. Mm-hmm. There's a lot going on. And seeing articles like this and reminding yourself, yeah, friendships are important and it can be hard to maintain as adults with different stretches of life, but it is important to try to maintain them. And she goes on, Brenner goes on, writes, and perhaps this is the best gift we can offer one another, our presence and kind words. In a culture and season that can feel so transactional, being shaped and nurtured by your people's compassionate attention feels revolutionary. And it does. And it does. And Annie, I want to thank you because you're one of those revolutionary people for me. I love you.
And you are for me. I love you too. The other day I was like smiling to myself, remembering, because I told the story recently of our disastrous lazy river attempt. But it's just like having those memories where we were literally being laughed at by the hotel staff.
The hotel staff.
And an old man in a tube and a young kid in a tube.
Yep.
But we shared it together, and it was so funny. It was so funny.
It was because both of us were in the same boat.
Yes.
Realizing both of us were bad at this.
We're bad at relaxing, which is perhaps clear with this episode.
No, everybody else was confused, and they're like, "But we love it." I'm like, "I'm glad you weren't a part of this, because that would have stressed me out more."
And then we did it twice because we got stuck in the loop.
Yep. We couldn't get out.
We
the first time wasn't good,
tube.
But we couldn't get out, so we just sacrificed it.
We did. Oh, man, it was funny, though.
What a haunting.
But it's things like that, having those memories, sharing those times, like, even if it's maybe, you know, like, not necessarily your thing, like, with Life Day, with my friend, but, like, having that and, like, having those stories, it does feel like such a boost and such a light, and so precious, like so important. And yeah, I can totally see the kind of healing nature of it. We've talked about it before, mm-hmm. in other episodes too. So I am so lucky to have the friends I have, and that they're willing to be goofy with me and I can be goofy with them.
Love it. And just to the Sminty fam, if you do feel alone, I hope you hear this episode and know that we do hear you when you write to us, when you let us know what's going on. I know we got a lot of messages on Instagram specific to a lot of Annie's loves. I didn't respond to those. I'm sorry. I showed it to her, though. I love y'all. I will respond.
Yes.
But yes, we do see them. We do hear them. Those who send out support to us, that's the same thing.
Yes.
There's a healing to that as well when you hear our own struggles or vulnerability, and then you come in and just talk about your own and like validate what we're saying. It's lovely. So we thank you.
We do thank you. It really means so much. So, and I hope, sometimes I worry that it sounds like, because when you get like one bad message, and I feel like I worry that we make it sound like we're not talking to the people who are listening. I'm pretty sure the people who send those like saw a title and will send. You are all lovely is what I'm saying.
Wait till we get this. No.
No, we get like one. And then I'm like, no.
Yeah, I know. The reviews, same way for me. I'm like, they all hate me.
No, everyone's so kind. And I do love, another thing I love about things like what you were talking about, Friendsgivesmas. I love like the traditions people make. Because
yeah.
I have the Cheesegiving.
Yeah.
My friends and I used to do a gift exchange where you couldn't spend any money on it. So you would get the most ridiculous things. And I loved it. I've told this story before, but one of my favorite things was friend of the show, Katie. It was a Big Bird ornament, but the legs were broken off. And I adore it. It's like one of my favorite ornaments. Because it's
even
so weird and
better.
Funny. And every time I see it, I think about that. I'm like, where did you get this?
She stepped on it and was like, oh.
I'll give it to Annie.
My imagination that goes into, there are ornaments that you can't touch on my mother's tree. And if you break it, like, oh no. In my head, I was like, yeah, I would have taken that and just given it away and be like, no, don't ask.
Well, I don't
this
know
is
what
the way
happened
am I hiding
to it.
It.
Yes. Could be. I've never gotten the full story out of her. Maybe this year.
Maybe this year.
But yes, we would love to hear, listeners, about your thoughts about this. If you have any traditions with your friends. Oh, there's also, oh man, I meant to talk about this. Over on Savor, we did a interview with somebody who used to work at the Butterball Hotline, not a sponsor.
What?
And one of my favorite stories she told was about getting a call from a group of women in college who were like trying to cook a turkey in a crock pot and had shorted the power. Like, that is the fun memories you make.
Yep. Yep.
I love it. Anyway, if you have stories like that.
Oh, please. We need them.
Please.
We'd love
we
to have
them.
A collection we could share
yes.
for a holiday episode. That, please send
yes.
us your stories.
Yes, please. That would be great. You can email us at stuffmediamomstuff@iheartmedia.com. You can find us on Twitter at @MomStuffPodcast or on Instagram and TikTok at @StuffMomNeverToldYou. We have a TeePublic store and we have a book that you can get wherever you get your books and an audiobook because some people have been asking me about that. Yes.
Yes.
And we did narrate it.
Yes.
Yes. Thanks as always to our super producer, Christina, our executive producer, Maya, and our contributor, Joey.
I think we need a tradition. What do y'all
Ooh.
Think? Christina, what do you think?
Yes. Yes. Ooh. And thanks to you for listening. Stuff I Never Told You is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, you can check out the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
Hey, girlfriends, it's me, Carol Fisher, back with another season of the global number one podcast, The Girlfriends. Last time, we investigated the murder of Gail Katz. This time, we're uncovering the identity of the woman who was buried in Gail's grave for a decade before she disappeared. Join me and the rest of the club as we tell her story. Listen to season two of The Girlfriends, Our Lost Sister, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, hi, I'm Rachel Zoe, and my podcast, Climbing in Heels, is back and better than ever. You might know me from the Rachel Zoe Project, or perhaps from my work as a celebrity stylist. And guess what? I'm still just as obsessed with all things fashion, beauty, and business. Climbing in Heels is all about celebrating the stories of extraordinary women, and this season is here to bring you a weekly dose of glamour, inspiration, and fun. Listen to Climbing in Heels every Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.